You've just or about to embark on a recruitment drive. You've, of course, you've got shops here in Burnie and Devonport. You've got a number of centres on in the Launceston area, so you pretty well cover the whole of northern Tasmania.
Yes, we do. We've got shops in Devonport, Ulverston, Somerset, and we're just in the process of finalising, at least open a new large store in Burnie, actually, so we're very excited about that.
Now, you still need volunteers, obviously, which is why you're doing this. And the campaign, obviously, they cost money. They don't come easy and all that sort of stuff. And Taswater have actually given you some money to help with this recruitment and marketing campaign.
They have, yes. We applied to Taswater for some assistance through their program, and they've awarded us a grant, which will aid us through this marketing campaign. We use a mixed strategy of social media, so people can read about the opportunities to... about why you would volunteer and how you can volunteer, and then we'll also look at perhaps some other forms of advertising as we get closer, particularly to the opening of the store in Burnie.
With your the work that you do, people see the shops, they're very visible, and you know, they're a wonderful thing too, but you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well, working with people that are socially disadvantaged, so there's opportunities for volunteers to work in a number of different areas, isn't there?
Yes, we've for a number of years operated the City Kitchen Service and our food trailer on the northwest coast, along with youth mentoring, but particularly with the food trailer, which goes to neighbourhood houses and other parks and sites on the northwest coast. There is an opportunity to assist with the food preparation and opportunities to volunteer there as well.
So if people want to become a volunteer, is it simply just picking up the phone and ringing City Mission?
You certainly can ring City Mission, but we do have a volunteer form on our website at www.citymission.org.au/volunteer. And, that's probably an even better way to get accredited with us, so that you can, learn why people do volunteer with us, just to become part of, meeting other people and a positive culture and connecting with their community. And we aim to look at targeting for volunteers around our community services and shops.
Yeah, and I guess by filling in the form, you know where people are, you know what some of their skills and what they may have, what they may bring to the organisation as a volunteer, which will help you work with them a little bit better. Very rewarding volunteering. I've got to say, I've been a volunteer myself for the fire service for over 30 years also help out the Cancer Council. So I know firsthand it can be extremely rewarding, can't it?
It is. I guess what it does do is it makes you, enables you to feel productive, and it can improve your life satisfaction because you're leaving a legacy in your community. And so, as you go through life, what better reason would there be than to volunteer and do that?
And I guess volunteers are as diverse as some of the people you deal with, because the bill shapes and sizes and ages, and you can sort of tailor their tasks to what they can do.
Oh, yes, true. We've got... we're within the shops, people that have come to us from, 18 years on to 68 at the moment. So, wide divergence, and we fit the tasks, and, we try to marry up skill sets with, various tasks that we've got to do. And so we try to play to a person's strengths. But sometimes it's good to learn new skills as well.
Well, good luck with the volunteer drive, Steve. We might have a chat to you down the line when the new Burnie store is ready to be open, because I'm sure people will want to hear about that. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much. Much appreciated.